Justin Bieber slams H&M merch bearing his image. Mariah Carey's holiday hit helps her set new record. And Primal Scream's Martin Duffy dies from brain injury at 55. It's Tuesday, December 20th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Justin Bieber slammed retailer H&M on Monday for selling items bearing his image. "I didn't approve any of the merch collection that they put up on H&M, all without my permission and approval," the Canadian singer wrote in an Instagram story. "I wouldn't buy it if I were you." Bieber told his 270 million Instagram followers, "The H&M merch they made of me is trash, and I didn't approve it. Don't buy it." As of Tuesday morning, the Swedish retailer's Canadian website did not show any Bieber merchandise. On the US site, a printed canvas shopper tote bag covered with photos of Bieber was listed as out of stock, and both the oversized hoodie emblazoned with "I Miss You More Than Life," lyrics from his 2021 song Ghost, and a sweatshirt dress with the singer's name and photo were shown as coming soon. In a statement, H&M, which has sold items bearing Bieber's image for several years, insisted that with all other licensed product and partnerships, H&M followed proper approval procedures. It truly is the most wonderful time of the year for Mariah Carey. The pop superstar's 28-year-old holiday song All I Want for Christmas Is You has topped the US singles chart for the 10th time, making Carey the first female artist with three songs to spend at least 10 weeks at number one. Carey's 2005 hit We Belong Together topped the Billboard Hot 100 for 14 weeks, and her Boyz II Men collaboration One Sweet Day dominated for 16 weeks. The only other solo artist to have at least three songs at number one for 10 weeks or more is Candace Drake, with One Dance, Got Plan, and In My Feelings. The Billboard Hot 100 is compiled using data on sales, streams, and radio airplay. All I Want for Christmas Is You is released in 1994, but didn't make it to the top 10 until 2017, when streaming data started to be used. The song spent 3 weeks at number one in 2019, 2 weeks in 2020, and 3 weeks last year. So far this year, it has topped the US chart for 2 weeks. Overall, Carey has spent a record 89 weeks at number one, well past Rihanna at 60 weeks, The Beatles at 59, and Drake at 54. With 19 songs that have gone to number one, Carey is only behind The Beatles, who've had 20. All I Want for Christmas Is You is number one on the Billboard Canada Hot 100 for the fifth time. Primal Scream keyboardist Martin Duffy has died from a head injury he sustained in a fall. He was 55. "A terrible shock and we're in bits, but we have love around us," tweeted his brother Steve Duffy. "He had a gift with music, but even more of one with people. Love you, Martin, and proud of what you did and all you were. We are with you, brother." Duffy died surrounded by family, including his son Louis, according to his brother. "Everyone who knew Martin loved him," he wrote. "He was the real deal, our shining star." Charlatans frontman Tim Burgess called it another tragic loss of a beautiful soul. He tweeted, "Martin Duffy stepped in to save the Charlatans when we lost Rob Collins. He played with us at Nebworth and was a true friend. He toured with me and my solo band too. He was a pleasure to spend time with." In addition to Primal Scream and a solo album, Duffy played on recordings by artists like Beth Orton, Paul Weller, and the Chemical Brothers. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.